Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for a postponed meeting from May 10th to May 17th of 2018. Could I have a roll call, please?
Cummins?
Here.
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Stringer? Bollinger?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's the responsibility of the board to determine special uses and variances as they apply to the city ordinance. Each member has had an opportunity to view the site in question and usually comes to prepared to vote on the item on the agenda. Could I have a motion to approve the April 12th meeting?
Motion to approve the April 12th meeting minutes.
Second.
Second. Okay. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Cummins?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bollinger?
Yes. The Board of Adjustment to hold the following items. Case 18038 at 2775 53rd Avenue in R2 District has been withdrawn. Case 18039 at 6111 Hess Court. It's an R1 district. A variance to reduce the required rear yard setback from 30 feet to 12 feet to allow construction of a house submitted by Applestone Homes. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, there
is. Thank you. Sorry, couldn't get the words out.
The site is highlighted in yellow in the graphic currently being displayed. It is on the south side of Hess Court. If you view the graphic closely, you can see that there is a drainage way going through the site, and that will be the main issue for the applicant. It involves lot 28. In order to incorporate that drainage way, the developer originally placed a very large triangular shaped outlot on the rear of the property line. And by our code, we have to use the northern portion of that line to be the rear yard. And then that is how we gauge the 30-foot setback. And therein lies the problem for the developer. The 30-foot setback is the dotted line going through a significant portion of the structure. However, once you add that outlot to the entire parcel, you can see that the intent of the ordinance is being well served, and there'll be plenty of distance to any structure that'll ever be built to the rear of this. The chosen design of the house matches the other types of design that are in this neighborhood. And right here is a much clearer display of what that drainage way is doing to the involved lot. I believe that given all of these circumstances, staff believes that the applicant has indeed demonstrated a hardship in this case. I believe that summarizes the case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
John, will the house be built over the sewer?
It will not.
It will not?
No, okay. Sir.
And there's a creek back there that has a dam in it. Is that going to continue to stay there?
That's the drainage way. That's what I'm referring to as a drainage
way.
And
dam,
yes, it will be undisturbed.
The dam is sort of a makeshift thing. Is that going to stay there?
It's probably a calming, water calming feature. We put those a lot of those in Stafford Creek to calm the water down during flooding events.
Heavy storm?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any questions from the board?
Just one. Outlot D. Is that owned by this piece of property, or should it?
Yes.
Be, should
yes, be it is part of the seven. Parcel.
Okay.
So the entire parcel includes the buildable lot and the outlot.
So it couldn't be sold to somebody else?
No.
Okay.
And it cannot be built on?
No, I know that.
Yeah. Seeing no one here, there's no one to speak in favor or in opposition to this request. Is there any other questions from the board?
Yes, I have a question. Can you tell us, based on the proposed building site, approximately how far from the structure's foundation wall the sanitary sewer actually is?
I don't have that exact measurement for you. That is something that we look very closely at before they get a building permit issued for it. It will be reviewed by all of the involved staff through our new software, so it will be assured that it won't be disturbed.
Because most of the easements that I'm aware of fall on, you know, a lot of times the sewer will be in the middle of it, and there'll be 15 feet of easement on either side of it, which in this case looks like that would run right, the sewer would run right under the building. So that's my only real concern, is that when you see it doesn't run into there, but it eats up, the building appears to eat up 20, more than 20 feet of the 30-foot easement.
It won't be allowed to be built over that, even given this variance.
All right.
Yeah, it's not going to, that'll be part of the review process.
We're looking at an example of a house that could potentially be built there if it met all code and evaluation from staff.
Correct. After all reviews.
But this variance has nothing to do with that process?
No, sir.
Okay.
The back corner, John, is that a deck or is that part of a home?
I believe this part might be a deck and this is a bump out, the Four Seasons room.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion on this item?
I move we approve it.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Call the roll, Lisa.
Cummins?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Malagher?
Yes. Case number 18039 at 6111 Hess Court, an R1 district, has been approved. Is there any other item, John?
There is not, sir.
Thank you. We are adjourned.